This is Michigan Ag Today. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture, doing so today with Justin Morgan, VP for Morgan Composting. You've heard the commercials. Dairy Dew is what we're talking about here today. Justin, obviously, it's been not just a tough year, it's been a tough few years. Let's not try to kid anybody, but farmers, they're resilient. They work through things like this, but what does resilience look like for farmers in a tough year like this one and tough years like what we've had?
Yeah, you're right, Eric. It is. It's been a tough year. Commodity market's down a little bit. Good thing we, last fall, we got some phenomenal yields, which offsets the commodity prices a little bit, of course. But it's been challenging. You're right. Farmers are tough. They're the toughest people I know. They're grinded out. They work harder. They put more hours in. Family pulls together. I've seen it all working with family businesses, and it's really cool to see how they can pull together as a group like that in a tough time.
Well, and Justin, I think, you know, you touched on it right there, working with family businesses. You're a family business to an extent. I mean, Morgan Compost and Justin Morgan, it's a partnership, working with,
yeah,
with other family businesses. How have partnerships helped your customers weather economic or environmental challenges?
Yeah, we, you know, working with the family businesses, farms, very large farms, all the way to small family farms, the guys that have really paid attention for the last few years, you know, when I say a few years, I mean even, you know, 15, 20 years, you know, when these storms come and these low markets and stuff come about, they're able to weather these a little bit more because they invested in their soil. And I think that's what's most important about these low commodity years is if we invest in our soils, and that's really our bank and our savings, what's going to help get us through, you know, these challenging years. And then we can get things working for us underneath the ground that can really help provide the crops, the yields, and everything else that we're looking for.
How can inputs like Dairy Dew or soil health products stretch a farmer's dollar in these lean years?
You know, I get that all the time as how we can be more creative. And I tell guys, we're kind of like alcohol. When things are good, you know, we get busy. When things are tight or a little bit rough, we get busy. And I think the takeaway is these custom blends we're doing. So, you know, pulling the soil sample, getting to a lab, letting us work off from a soil sample that you have. Then we can really dive into that and really see what the good, the bad, and the ugly is. We can help with those deficiencies. We can balance. And a lot of that is these are numbers on a piece of paper that we can look at. It really doesn't cost anything. And we can do like a gold, a silver, and a bronze. The most important thing is we match the farmer where he needs to be financially so he can make it another year, another decade, and, you know, obviously generations after that. But we can really start stretching that dollar if we can fine tune those soil samples. And then we have over 150 different ingredients here that we can mix and match so we can make the appropriate blend for that farmer for the crop that he's growing that year.
Budgets are tight, Justin. They just are. So why should a farmer put soil health at the top of this priority list and make it an important long-term investment? Soil health can't be a short-term investment. It needs to be a long-term investment, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Putting that on the top of the list, I know we all like new equipment. I know we all like the new paint. Don't get me wrong, we do too. We try to do our best, be smart with that. But realistically, the soil is what's going to carry us through year to year to make us to that next generation. And, you know, and I really am getting an emotional, passionate level with working with farms because I want to make sure that next generation have a fighting chance to take over the family farm. It's such a rarity anymore. And, you know, sometimes it's out of the control of the next generation, what they get served to them. If we mismanage our farms without a soil health kind of conscious in mind. But again, we have to make sure the economics work for that year so we can get through these rough years.
Everything is always changing. There's always something new out there. There's always something different. How has Dairy Do evolved its offerings or evolved its support to kind of meet farmers where they are? Farmers' needs have changed. How has Dairy Do evolved to meet those farmers' needs in recent seasons?
Yeah, we're looking at more DNA testing on our Dairy Do because there's so much these biologicals and things, and I know they're important. I'm not making light of it in our soils and biologicals. But what we do in Dairy Do and how we create Dairy Do, we're doing full DNA testings on on Dairy Do now, and it's really helping us show what we have in it, the powers that the biology is doing, but then without having them expensive biologicals that you're throwing a little bit in the air and hoping it's covered everything. We're doing it from a real common sense state of mind that we can help stretch that dollar in these kind of markets to invest into our soil. So with the new products coming on there, we want to make sure that we're on the forefront of recycling, working with Eagle, working with Michigan Ag, both great people that are forward thinking, how we can keep things, you know, going in the right direction so we can maximize the nutrient in every product possible.
What advice would you give to growers trying to make strategic decisions right now? Because, boy, that's it's tough right now trying to make those strategic decisions, just given all of the challenges that farmers are facing.
Yeah, right now, I mean, like I said, your family and friends are your biggest allies. I know they are, and they want to, the people that grind it out with you every day. We've weathered these storms before. It's not doomsday. I'm very confident we're going to get back where we need to go. The guys that I work with, a lot of guys that are just, you know, it's part of farming. You know, all years can't be good years. We get it. But we're going to be okay. I mean, I promise you, farmers are the toughest people I know, and they're going to find a way to get through it. And this is the decisions we make today. You know, it's like planting a tree, right? If you plant a tree today, you're going to have something special in the upcoming years. And we just have to plant that tree sooner than later.
And what gives you hope for the future of farming, even in these tough times?
You know, I like that next generation right now. You know, I'm in that mid-40s right now. So, you know, I'm seeing that next young, aggressive 20-year-old generation coming about. I know we talk about how they're not involved with it. And I'm seeing more of them 20-year-olds and stuff using technology. But also their benefits is grandpa, or maybe in some cases, great grandpa. So they have like a century of information, and the 20-year-olds that are listening and that are taking the technology and marrying it up with great grandpa and putting those two things together, that seems to be the powerful, like that does take me to another level. I'm like, my goodness, we're going to maximize this in a good way for sure. So
Justin, if folks want to learn more about Dairy Do and what Morgan Composting has to offer, where should they go? What should they do?
Yeah, if you can go to our website, dairydo.com, that's a start point. You can contact us by phone if you would choose to do that. We can help get to a Dairy Do rep, a soil guy that knows and helps and, you know, gets us into where we got to go to take the next step, how to do a soil sample if you haven't ever done one, or if you have a current soil sample too. You know, we're upon hay season and it's foliar season. I mean, it's the next step now. So we offer a total package of liquids, granulated products, and solids. So whatever we can help, we'd like to service the farm.